Welcome to the Trending 55 newsroom. Right now, we are talking about justice in Alberta, rural Alberta specifically, and on the line with me right now is Solicitor General and Minister of Justice, Doug Schweitzer. Doug, first off, thank you for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
All right, so the first question is that obviously a lot of people in northern Alberta, especially in rural communities, have been wanting to know a lot about the Rural Crime Initiative. We know it's a problem specifically in rural communities, even in northern Alberta as well. What is the Rural Crime Initiative all about?
Well, the biggest thing that we wanted to do was get out and listen to Albertans. And we've held over 20 town halls. We've tried to get to every corner of the province. Our tour wraps up this coming week. And you know what? The feedback that we receive from Albertans is powerful. Every town that we go to, you hear horror stories of people living in fear, people concerned about, you know, their safety. There's one story as well where, you know, somebody had their trailer. It was stolen. They recovered the trailer only to have it stolen again. And so there's just a consistent, you know, life of people that are living with anxiety almost. And it's that they used to be comfortable when somebody would come down their dirt road. Is it my neighbor? Is it somebody that I want to see? And now they're anxious when somebody comes down the dirt road. So we want to make sure we let Albertans know we're not going to stop fighting for them until we solve rural crime.
All right. And what are some of the initiatives that the ministry plans to roll out to try and combat some of that rural crime so people could at least feel safer? I mean, that's a good example you give, that when somebody goes down that long dirt road and you're not sure who it is, you're a little apprehensive. What are some of the initiatives that the ministry is taking?
So there's a couple different things that we're working on right now. In this budget that we just released this month, we've got the fiscal room here to hire more prosecutors in Alberta. When we came into office, we were 25 short of where we should have been. So we're filling those 25 positions now, and then we're going to hire 50 more, so 75 new prosecutors that will be spread out across Alberta. Some of our courthouses are just, the caseloads are simply too high. Our prosecutors just do not have the capacity. We also have issues in our judiciary as well when it comes to their efficiency. We have an antiquated system. Previous governments did not invest in keeping our judicial system up to date. We still use fax machines. We have four people that sit around fax machines waiting for stuff. We use MS-DOS, which is a computer program from 1981. I was 2 years old then. So really, we have to modernize our court system, make sure that they're efficient, get our prosecutor levels up.
All right, Minister. Now, another thing that I understand, and I've seen this happen from my time in Ontario, where sometimes the justice system sometimes gets left alone. And I understand that if cases aren't heard in a particular time, then that case could be thrown out and somebody could potentially get off the hook for doing something very wrong, I understand. Could that happen here in Alberta if a case is not heard by a certain time?
Yeah, we have the same rules here. There's a case called Jordan, which puts time constraints on us to actually have matters heard in the court system. So it puts an immense amount of pressure on us as a government to make sure we keep moving cases forward and prioritize cases. So that's why it's so critical that we get those new prosecutors in place to make sure we have proper caseloads so we can give these cases the due attention that they deserve. One other really powerful bit of feedback that we received from communities was they want their voices heard. They want the justice system to know how frustrated they are and what the rural crime crisis is like in their communities. So we're exploring right now mechanisms to get community impact statements before the judges, before the judiciary. So I'm hoping that we can change some of these precedents because people have an immense amount of frustration with the revolving door that they see right now.
Now, Minister Schweitzer, you also recently took in office like maybe about 6 months ago or so, and the 75 new prosecutors and all, as well as the Rural Crime Initiative, that's just a little bit a part of it, but I'm going to assume that the ministry is still hard at work consulting with the residents of the province and just talking to everybody and seeing where do we go from here. So I'm guessing that even though the announcement that was made along with the budget, there's still a lot of more work to do there, isn't there?
There is a lot of work to do. One of the things that was really eye-opening for me in the town halls was the amount of copper wire being stolen across Alberta. You don't fully appreciate, I'm a Calgary MLA, so I didn't fully appreciate the extent of just thefts of copper wire, batteries out of combines. So we're exploring right now, how do you cut off the monetization of those goods? Because right now, people are feeding drug addictions with those stolen goods. And it goes into, we're going to combat organized crime. We've got additional money to go after organized crime. We're also going to be looking at how do we cut off the monetization for cash, usually, of the stolen property. So there's lots of creative solutions that come out of these town halls. And it's going to result in new policies here in Alberta.
Sure. And I know I was actually talking to an RCMP constable about somebody who stole some items, and he tried to sell those items on Kijiji, which were stolen. And it so happened that the owner of that property found it online, and through serial numbers, they were able to retrace that property. Could that be something of like technology that the ministry might look at as far as serial numbers and how they could be beneficial, at least having the property returned to its rightful owner?
We've heard that feedback loud and clear from the town halls. We're exploring a few different options for us to make sure we can provide better services. And we have to work in partnership with a couple other ministries, but that's one of the bits of feedback we did receive in the town halls, is how do we make sure we have a registry potentially for those items. We've taken that away. I don't know if I can deliver that, but we've taken that feedback away from Albertans.
Okay, good. And I guess one question I do have for you is that at least looking at some of the comments in the city, definitely that seems like a lot of these announcements on justice has been very well received in parts of rural Alberta, and maybe some in the city not receiving it as well. Why do you think that is?
You know what? I haven't seen too much negative feedback in the cities, but the one thing that we are doing very well is that rural Albertans showing up at these town halls has made this a provincial issue. Has made rural crime a provincial issue, because right now our laws are written for downtown Toronto. They're not written for rural Alberta. And right now with the crisis that we have, we have to raise the profile of it. My ministry has done a good job. Rural Albertans showing up and voicing their concerns, it helps immensely to help raise awareness. We're also going to be reaching out to other provinces as well to hopefully build a coalition of provinces to send the message to Ottawa that we need change. We need criminal code amendments to reflect the realities of rural Alberta.
All right, great. Well, Minister Schweitzer, before I let you off, is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have left off?
Well, you know what? I just got a lot of family up in the Peace Country, so if they're listening in, hello from their cousin, Doug.
Awesome. Minister Schweitzer, thank you so much for your time.
All right, appreciate it.